Hey guys, welcome to the Gold Members Podcast. This is volume 43, I think. Today we're going to spend a couple minutes talking about the Romanian martial arts training camp, which is coming in July. No matter when you listen to this, it's coming in July because it will be an annual event held more than likely in Brașov every year. I am considering the idea of holding it in different cities every year, but we will see how things go. I think that would be kind of cool. Because I absolutely love where I live and I'd like people to be able to see it. It was like when I went to Spain to do the seminar when I've been to Venezuela, in East Coast of Canada, different parts of the United States. It's really nice when you're there if whoever's hosting you lets you see the sights. Now I'm encouraging people, bring your family. You know, train for the weekend, spend the rest of the week in the city, or go off to other places and see things. Because it's, you've flown all the way here, why go back in 72 or 96 hours? Right? Take a trip around. Now, in Spain was awesome because I flew in to Spain on Friday, and the seminar was Saturday, and I returned to Tuesday. I came back Monday, that's right. I arrived in Brașov Tuesday morning, but I had a chance to see Benidorm and Alicante, which is both of which are on the Mediterranean. It was just beautiful, to be able to see that. I mean, the Mediterranean Sea is honestly something I never thought I would see, right? Same with the Black Sea. The first time I was in Romania was in Constanța, which, of course, is on the Black Sea. And I don't know what it is about large bodies of salt water that are just so intriguing, right? Black Sea is beautiful. It truly is beautiful. now, Constanța, Mamaia, depending on which direction you are facing, is prettier than the other direction because the shipyards are there. The port, because it's the largest port on the Black Sea. So, it can be a very, very busy place, but the water is beautiful, the temperature is beautiful, the beaches in Mamaia are very, very nice. A little bit, the area is a little bit touristy for me, but it is what it is, right? If you like Niagara Falls, Mamaia is nowhere near that touristy. Right? It's a nice place, but it might be kind of interesting. We can do a bunch of different things at the camp each year. As it progresses and our attendance gets better, because it will, people want to come back, people tell their friends and they want to come, we will be able to bring in other instructors and pay them some good money, because I'd like to have Steve Stewart come here to do it, but that's going to cost me, travel expenses and about $2,000 for the weekend. So, I got to have the bodies to do that. If I got the bodies, I don't care. It'd be good to see him again, and I love watching him teach. He's such a master. He's one of the most riveting teachers that I could ever have the privilege to work with. Because he's very, very lighthearted. He doesn't, for somebody who takes things as seriously as he does not appear to take things seriously. And that's really kind of cool. But anyways, you're on the website for the registration and information for the RMATC always. And so you give you an idea of what the city's like and what you'd have to do to come here and all of that. Keep the cost of the seminar down as much as I possibly can, and still pay for the room type of thing. But hopefully that at some point, if it's not this year, perhaps next year, we'll get to see you here, because I know you'll have a great time. Anyways, that's it for today's podcast, guys. We will catch you next time. Ciao.